So welcome, everyone, once again to the Angel News Network Divine Discussions. I'm assisted tonight with the energy of Jeff Fasano, who is in Nashville. Sharon Ann Meyer and Joel Anastasi are here in Southeast Florida assisting. We have a room of beautiful divine souls here in the classroom and gathering online. So tonight we're going to be connecting with the Cosmic Keepers of Creation, discussing creating community with creation, answering the question with them, what is the purpose of the creation of humanity? But prior to we do that, let's all just get settled, get comfortable wherever you are. Connect your feet to the mantle, to the surface of planet Earth. Take a deep breath in through your nose and hold it for a moment and drop it with a sound of awe, breathing in through the nose. Let it out with the mouth. One more time, breathing in through the nose. Hold it for a second and release it with a sound of awe. Letting go of any emotions and thoughts that brought you to this moment of now. Breathing in through the nose. Hold it for a moment. Drop it. Focus with your being on the mantle of the earth. Connect with the electromagnetic energy of the earth. Let us go down into the center of the earth. Connect with the central sun, the heart of the earth, which maintains and sustains our physical bodies. Connect with the inner earth civilizations within the earth, Lemurian, Atlantean, Egyptian, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, and realize that they truly, really exist in a fifth dimensional format, and we can connect with them at any time through our consciousness. Allow the connection with these incarnations that we were once a part of that are in a fifth dimensional format in the core of the earth to now come up through your feet, your ankles, your calves, your knees, where all anger and frustration and hatred is stored. Your thighs. Your hips. Your solar plexus, where your emotional body resides. Your heart chakra. Your knowing heart, where all the lifetimes you've ever had from those inner earth civilizations and beyond are stored within your knowing heart. Your throat chakra, realizing that your word, the impeccability of your word, is the most powerful gift and tool that you have in being human. Your third knowing eye, connecting to your I Am Presence, your Christ consciousness, your God self, higher self. Your crown chakra. Radiate out into the lunar surface where the DNA of all humanity is stored. Out into the solar system, Mercury, Venus, beloved Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, Nubero, and traveling further and further out into the cosmos, where we will be connecting tonight in a moment with the cosmic keepers of creation. We leave our solar system when we move into our galactic environment. We connect with our brothers and sisters of the Galactic Federation, and we see trillions and trillions of solar systems and suns not unlike our own, with so many diversified life forms. We see ourselves, our solar system, on the edge of this galactic body. We move closer and closer to the core of the galactic experience, into the black hole of this galaxy called the Milky Way, and we enter into this black hole, and through the wormhole of it, we pass through the galactic experience into the universal experience where there are trillions of galaxies swirling around. We move again, once again, into the black hole of the universal experience again, traveling through a wormhole, and we enter the multiversal experience of trillions and trillions of universi. And we realize that creation is one ever-expanding, ever-growing, magnificent being of love. We allow that multiversal, universal, galactic, solar system energy now to once again reconnect with our crown chakra, our third eye, our throat, our heart, our solar plexus, down into our thighs, our knees, our calves, our feet, and once again center ourselves and return to this planet that we have all agreed to being human here. Take a deep breath. And when you're ready, return to the present moment now. I'm going to go into trance now and hand this over after a brief statement from these beings to Joel and Sam. Greetings, beloved humans, being human. We come to you from the great cosmos of all that there is. There are so many cosmic expressions of truth and reality and life beyond your comprehension at this time, dear one. They are all here to support your journey in choosing to be human on this particular planet where you have traveled through this solar system, this galaxy that you call home. We are the keepers of creation. We are an aspect of the Akashic record where every thought, every emotion, every activity that you have ever had is stored and affecting all of creation and eternal reality, dear ones. It matters not what our name really is. What matters is what we're going to discuss in a divine discussion tonight with the balance of the masculine and feminine energy, allowing you to gain essential tools within your ascension process of raising your consciousness, your vibration, and your frequency through a discussion and an access with us. It is a divine gift and soul fragment of this divine soul and the other channels within the endeavor you call the Angel News Network to allow you to have direct access, to allow them to be wayshores for you to be and do as they. For there is nothing special within their beingness or doingness that is not within your divine I Am Christ consciousness present, dear one. So let us begin with a dialogue that we have had as a result of the starseed energies that are coming into this planetary field. The systems that helped originate and seed this planet are coming in on a monthly basis. You are also involved with this calendar year of your 2016, the harmonic convergence with the alignment of many of your planets within your solar system. And these create electromagnetic direct field of communication, which allows endeavors and events such as what you're experiencing now to take place. In fact, within your next 12-hour cycle, depending on what time zone you're in with this planet, you will experience a lunar eclipse moving into your mid-September, moving into your Pisces timeline. Again, allowing the even alignment of your planet, your lunar surface, and your sun, which you have recently traveled to, dear ones. So realize the heavens are rejoicing in your beingness and the support of your journey. Let us begin.
Dear humans being human, we, the cosmic keepers of creation, accessing the Akashic Records, come to you at this crucial time within your evolutionary path to discuss the significance of choosing to connect with the forces of creation called God, Creator, Source, All There Is, or whatever name of which you resonate.
Continue, dear one.
The truth is, all of your past golden ages, Lemurian, Atlantis, Egypt, Aztec, and Mayan, and the creation of this final golden age are maintained and sustained by higher realms forces from whence you originated.
Dear ones, it is important for you to also remember, if you so choose, that you have had lifetimes within these past golden ages, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, Egyptian, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, and many others which have been lost in your timelines and within your languages. It has been a steady path of past golden ages that were created through the connection of sources such as we, of the cosmic keepers of creation, in order to allow those civilizations to reach a pinnacle of divine expression. The demise of these came as a result of this disconnect from the higher realms. What you're in the process of experiencing at this time, through the final 2,000-year cycle of this planet, is a permanent connection so that the ascension process of this planet and of the human species can once and for all take place. Continue, dear one.
Your choice to separate from the forces of creation and abusing higher realm powers has been the cause and effect of much of the pain and suffering in your world.
Can you focus on that, dear ones, for a moment? Take responsibility for that without judging or shaming or blaming it, and realize that it's created consequences in the past and the future not to your liking. By taking responsibility for what has happened, you can now make another choice and create the consequence of the life you say you want.
At this time of ascension of your planet and humanity, evolving into a higher frequency of existence, the essential connections with the forces of creation are coming to the forefront again.
All planets, dear ones, came from love and light and return through the process of creation back to that light. The timeline on this particular planet has been activated to return to light, to become a star, if you will, as has been explained to you many times in the past. As you look up into your night sky and you see the stars, they all were planets at one time that went through an evolutionary path unlike your own. What this means, dear ones, that you will return to your light body as well in order to maintain existence on this particular planet, or you will be given the choice to relocate elsewhere.
Many of your sciences are now co-mingling with universal cosmic truths, allowing a deeper connection between humanity, creation, and consciousness itself.
Those components, those three components, dear ones, are essential to your evolutionary path. The combination, the coming together, these are the missing links.
You are once again bringing creation down from the cosmos into your knowing hearts, transmuting creation from some masculine God figure up there to an essential aspect and divine expression of each human being.
Your God self, dear ones, that is what has been driven from you by forces attempting to control you. It is now time, if you so choose, to wake up the I am present God force, Christ consciousness energy within you. Only through this energy can you ascend and free yourself from the shackles of being human, dear ones.
It is crucial that you reach this profound development within your personal processing at this time.
And the personal processing tools have been given to you from many higher realms, particularly archangelics, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel, Archangel Raphael. All these tools are now currently available to you, dear one, to heal the relationship with self through the wounds and the defenses around the wounds. Healing self, realizing self is a reflection of all that there is.
The big question that the human mind asks is, what is the purpose of the creation of humanity?
There is the question, dear ones. I'd like for you to just pause for a moment before we get into a discussion to our answer and see if you resonate with it. What do you believe within yourself? Or what have you been taught, dear ones, is the purpose of the creation of humanity? Did anyone ever ask you that question? Did you ever ask yourself that question? It is now time, dear ones, to wake up, to ask the question, and to know the answer.
Your understanding and accepting the answer is the key that unlocks the door to knowing who you are and why you are here. Creation created you as a reflection of itself to create communities of equality, harmony, and balance.
And with the who, knowing who you are and why you are here, you will build the foundation of what, when, where, and how.
This is developed through learning to love self and mirror that out into world service. In effect, creating relationships based upon love.
You will see, dear ones, that the destination in all of our teaching within the higher realms will ultimately lead you to this thing called love, this energy, this building block of all that there is. You will move it, dear ones, from being more than just a lyric in a song to an essential aspect of your being.
Since love is the building block of all creation, you are learning to be the creator. You already are creating your lives. They just may not be what you say you want, since you have not yet mastered learning and being love.
So take responsibility for exactly you being the creator creating, which will be discussed later through your emotions and your thoughts, leading to action in your physicality. But that spark of being the creator creating is your divine essence. What and how and when you use that in the future within another choice is now up to you, dear ones. But that power of the I Am presence within you is available, and you will learn, if you so choose, to master that tool.
You have been evolving on this planet for eons in an unconsciousness of sleeping spiritual slumber, which has created the lack and limitation, duality, and confrontation, leading to pain moving into suffering.
Pain into suffering, dear ones. Pain itself can be a learning tool for you, but when it goes into long-term pain into suffering, that was never the intention of creation and creating you, dear ones. But many of you have accepted suffering as a standard way of life. That is not divine, dear ones.
Through self-imposed fear, doubt, and ignorance, you have not remembered how to create your lives as divine beings.
Fear, doubt, and ignorance, dear ones, underline those three elements. Are the monsters of humanity, are the monsters of mankind. Fear, an absence of love, doubting the reality of the truth that has been given to you at this time, and being ignorant of the truth. But when the truth is presented to you, dear ones, and you refuse to accept it, it becomes stupidity. We're asking you to move away from stupidity. It is all right to be ignorant of something as a child, but to master it and learn it and move from the need for stupidity is essential.
divine beings having a human being experience. Many of you are waking up, have had enough of not remembering, and have called forth creating community with creation.
So creating community with creation, in effect, is creating a relationship with yourself, you being the creator creating. Once that is founded in a maximized self-loving environment, that can radiate out to others as a result of the loving relationship with self into communities of equality, harmony, and balance, into world service. And eventually, dear ones, after you make this elevation of ascension, the world service will move into solar cystic, galactic, universal, and multiversal service to all that there is the reason that we took you through the meditation we did at the beginning of this teaching, dear beloved students.
Creating community with creation, true spirituality, is a simple concept that the human mind loves to complicate through thinking it has a better way. Some religions have altered your reality and controlled you for a long time. Many creation and spiritual books are written by people who know nothing of true creation or spirituality.
So what we wish to do, dear ones, at this time, we and many, many faculties of the higher realms, is to reveal to you how simple the process really is. By accepting with compassion and forgiving how you've chosen to learn and now free yourself from that process, to move into the simplified truth that you are a divine being choosing to have a human experience and the process of evolving from humanity as you have known it in the past and present, into your full divine destination.
It has been the blind leading the blind, and it's time to wake up and see if you so choose.
Creating a community with creation, true spirituality, is a state of being, a divine state of consciousness that allows equality, harmony, and balance.
Read that again, dear one.
Creating a community with creation, true spirituality, is a state of being, a divine state of consciousness that allows equality, harmony, and balance through love.
So through that beingness, you begin to create a new doingness by having the foundation of the beingness be love. Continue, dear one.
This state of beingness, as a foundation, allows doingness to reflect the highest good of all. Your present social norms, religious endeavors, and governments that you are so eager to give your power away to, do not reflect the divine state of beingness.
It is time to move from your herd consciousness, dear ones, into knowing all of this is a divine process of inside out. It is not what you have been taught in the past or the present. It is a matter of learning to access your divine essence within yourself. And through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, which no entity can interfere with, make the choice that serves your highest good. Make the choice that is the best use of your energy with no intention to harm others in your forward movement of ascension, dear ones.
Are you ready to make another choice in connecting with your divine essence and reflect that out into your world?
Are you ready to recognize you are divine and not look over your shoulder and think we are speaking of someone else? We're speaking of each and every one of you, dear one. If you were not divine, you wouldn't be here. Each and every one of you are here because you're absolutely necessary to arriving at the divine destination. Continue, dear one.
The purpose of this message is to bring a simple tool to humanity to assist you in creating community with creation, a brotherhood, a sisterhood that reflects your divine essence, creating a new world paradigm of we consciousness. Creation never intended to be separate from humanity. Humanity separated all on your own.
That is the point, dear ones, of all of the past golden agents. It was that separation from self, from creation itself, that caused the demise of all of these wonderful civilizations, many of which still reside in a higher frequency. Continue, dear one.
Humanity separated all on your own, thinking you had a better way. Creation's intent is to bring an awareness of the divine into physicality, thus into your three-dimensional world of emotions and thoughts.
That is why, dear ones, at this time, as many of you have been taught, and you may remember, your mental bodies are moving back into service of your knowing hearts.
Know this, dear one. Creation actually needs you, humanity, in the never-ending evolution of creation. That's how essential each and every one of you is, or you would not be here.
How do you feel about that, dear ones? The creation needs you. Or were you taught that you were some independent aspect, not connected to that? Were you ever told, dear ones, within your human process that God needs you, that creation needs you, that you are a divine reflection of that creation itself? But that is the truth of who you are, that you are awakening to out of your spiritual slumber at this time, dear ones, with the help of we of the higher realms and many cosmic events that are assisting you within the final 2,000-year cycle of this particular planet you call Earth. Continue, dear one.
Well, many of our religions told us we were worthless sinners.
Or that you were an independent variable from creation, that you weren't part of the mix, that you weren't an essential ingredient within it. Think of it this way, dear ones. We're all made of the same cosmic stuff, the same energy, the same atoms, the same electrons, the same neurons. We're all interconnected. That is the aspect of oneness, which is such an abstraction for the human mind. Every thought, every emotion that you've ever had affects every other conscious life form, be they mineral, animal, plant, human. That there's an interconnectivity of all of this. This is the truth. This is the foundation of moving you forward, independent of what someone, a religion, a government, an educational system, or your history, which is not filled with a great deal of truth, may have taught you. Continue, please.
We can hear the human mind now saying, and why would all-powerful creation God need humanity in any way?
Ask yourself that question right now. We know your mental body is asking it, dear ones. Why in the world, with something so magnificent, so extraordinary, so incomparable, need me? You are now waking up to the reality that you are an aspect of it, that you are it, and it is you, is the answer, dear ones. Continue.
Dear ones, it has to be and do with love and oneness.
Love and oneness. The interconnectivity of it all.
Your eternal divine souls were created out of creation's desire intent for community.
Repeat that again, dear one.
Your eternal divine souls were created out of creation's desire intent for community.
How do you feel about that, dear ones? The desire of creation and your play within it. Continue.
The mechanics of creation is ultimately connection with the rest of creation, and that includes you. Connection and love can only be experienced in relationship to other beings.
There it is, dear one. Say it again, dear one.
Connection and love can only be experienced in relationship to other beings.
Key words, dear one, relationship. That is why the relationship with self is so essential. It's all about the relationship of everything and everyone.
May I ask you a question?
Go ahead, dear one.
Someone might say, God needs everyone. I mean, he's got billions of other humans. What if I wasn't here? How would that be incomplete?
You cannot not be here, dear one. You are an eternal spiritual being. You may not be physically present as you leave this incarnational cycle, but dear ones, it is absolutely impossible for any one of you not to be here. That is how essential you are. Does that help you, dear one?
So, would need 7 billion and one, not just 7 billion.
Or two or three, dear one.
Until we're all included.
You are all included, or you wouldn't be here, dear one.
So we're just automatically a part of the whole. We are part of the whole.
Or you wouldn't be here.
Right. Okay.
Dear ones, many of you have had thousands of lifetimes on this particular planet and other solar systems and other galaxies and other planets. Someday, and not so far distant future of your Earth time, this will be revealed to you. And you will have a cosmic memory like we have, the cosmic keepers of creation who can go into the Akashic record and see every lifetime that you've ever had. It will be your divine birthright to access these experiences so that the knowledge within becomes applied knowledge into wisdom, dear ones, is how the higher realms are organized. Let us continue.
Your experience mirrors back to creation, allowing conscious reality.
Do you see that? Your thoughts, your emotions, they even create your weather patterns, dear one, and they affect worlds beyond your comprehension.
Your experience of what you feel and think of reality is actually a mirrored reflection of your true reality as experiences in consciousness.
Continue, dear one.
The delineation between creative reality outside self and the human reality inside oneself affects your relationship with creation.
So it is a process of inside out, not outside in. And you have been taught through so many millennia on this particular planet that it's something you need to learn or to seek outside of yourself. It is within you, dear ones. What you're learning to do is to awaken and to access what is already there within your I Am presence, your God self, dear ones. Continue.
Creating community with creation is a process of learning to love inside out, not outside in. This is why learning the importance of the loving relationship with self is so essential to loving others and creating communities of equality, harmony, and balance with creation.
Dear ones, if you can master this one phrase for just one moment in your Earth time, read it again, dear one.
Creating community with creation is a process of learning to love inside out, not outside in. This is why learning the importance of the loving relationship with self is so essential to loving others and creating communities of equality, harmony, and balance with creation.
You will not move forward until this is mastered, dear ones. Let us continue.
One of the most challenging aspects for humanity in creating community with creation is to know and accept that you are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Now move that phrase, dear ones. For 1 second, take a deep breath and move that phrase from your mental body into your heart. Place your hands upon your heart, dear ones, and read that again.
You are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Know this truth, dear ones. This is the foundation of the entire ascension process.
This requires moving from the mind that wishes to hold on to the physical third dimensional world rather than move into your loving heart that knows your eternal spiritual being.
Your world as you have known it within 3D will come to an end, dear ones, in your foreseeable future. You are being prepared and given prophecy of what is to take place. You're being taught the tools to allow you to continue your spiritual journey as these timelines of creation and reality take place, dear ones. That is why we come to you at this particular time. We, in combination with many higher realms. Continue, dear one.
I'm going to read the next sentence, but I have to say that it's such an important point because I'm not sure I've absorbed this to the degree I really need to. You are not physical beings having a spiritual experience. You are spiritual beings being human.
What do you not understand, dear one?
I understand. It's just that I think most of the time my reality is that I think of myself as being a physical being and I'm seeking spiritual experiences rather than I'm a spiritual being having a physical experience.
We ask you to begin to transpose that, to flip the sentence around, to write it down if necessary, create it as a mantra, and look at it several times a day until it becomes your truth and it becomes your reality. You have had so many physical lifetimes on this particular planet that many of you have no conscious memory of. When this memory is returned to you, to your various incarnational cycles, this truth will become obvious. But in the meantime, it requires trust and surrendering to what's being given through your resonance and your discernment in order for you to move forward. Through the trust and the surrendering, you will come to the experience of what is being taught here yourself. Let us continue.
You are not attempting to become something else that is not already within you. You are already spiritual beings in spite of what you have been taught or forgot in the past.
You can never die, dear ones. You can never die. When you have lost a loved one, the greatest gift that you can give them is not to grieve their passing, but to send them on their spiritual journey where they can evaluate whether they wish to have another physical form or not. To grieve for those who have moved back to their formless, eternal state of beingness has hampered you for quite some time, dear ones. Through the wisdom, through the applied knowledge of knowing that you cannot die, you can transmute physical forms from lifetime to lifetime. To free yourself, you have what you call death now, dear ones, to have a respite from being physical. Through your emotions and the thoughts, most of you have completely worn your bodies out by time you reach the gift of old age. Imagine a mountain, dear ones, that is constantly hit with earthquakes. Time after time after time, that mountain is struck by the vibrating earth. Eventually, the mountain will crack and fall. That's what happens to you in lifetimes, dear one. Your emotions, your thoughts, hammer and hammer and hammer at the flow or the lack of flow within your energetic physical bodies. And something that is designed to live for eternity has to disintegrate in order to transmute into a higher frequency existence to rest, to reevaluate what you would like to continue to learn in the next lifetime. The last hurdle that you're in the process, dear ones, of jumping over is what you call physical death, realizing there is no such thing as death itself. Let us continue.
So are we on the path of overcoming spiritual death so we won't have to deteriorate from all the jars of life?
Dear one, there is no such thing as spiritual death. Do you mean physical death?
I meant physical death, yes. Yeah.
Dear one, the last hurdle that humanity is within the process of mastering is physical death. Can you imagine, dear ones, if some of the human beings who think they are in control of your world right now and your governments, your religions, your corporation, your educational, your medical communities lived forever? Can you imagine what type of world you would create as a result of that? If these individuals did not leave their physical existence and move back into their eternal, formless, spiritual beingness, in order to evaluate with the counsel of other higher realms what works, what doesn't work, what needs to be learned, what wasn't learned. That is the reason that you have physical death. You're being presented at this final 2,000-year cycle within your evolutionary path, dear ones, to be conscious and moving at a higher vibratory rate. We're having to leave a physical existence if not necessary. Do you understand, dear ones?
Yeah, it's scary thinking we could have Hitler forever or Stalin or even Richard Nixon. Okay, I'll read the last sentence of this paragraph. Your heart has all this truth stored within it. It is time to fully access the truth, to think with your heart as the heart moves into service to the mind.
That is what we are attempting in many other higher realms, particularly archangelics, dear one. Our intention is to teach you how to access what has been stored within the spiritual DNA within your hearts from lifetime to lifetime, so that you can pause one moment through your resonance, how you feel about something, through that wisdom within your DNA of your heart. And yes, you can include the thought through your discernment and allow this to be your internal gyro system to make a decision, do I continue forward or turn left or right? That's the divine essence of yourselves, dear ones. That's within you. It's always been there. We are simply reminding you how to access it. Let us continue.
You have been taught or forgotten. You originated in community with creation as children of creation. You have had so many lifetimes where you believed your physical earthly life was all there is. You simply no longer remember from whence you came. Your soul plan at this time is to bring the community of creation back into the earth plane.
Dear ones, repeat three times as heartfeltly as you possibly can, I am a child of creation.
I am a child of creation.
One more time.
I am a child of creation.
One more time.
I am a child of creation.
And that childhood, dear ones, is coming to an end. You have moved from infanthood to childhood, to young adulthood, to adulthood. That will be your process from this point on. We welcome you in remembering the truth of who you are. Continue, please.
Your soul plan at this time is to bring the community of creation back into the earth plane. Many have been taught or believe that the mission is to get out of the earth plane. Dear ones, creation has been expressing itself through you all the time.
You have been here, dear ones, to a master being human, not to escape it. And once you master it, you no longer need it. But you are not here to escape it, dear ones. And your higher self, your God self, chose to learn this way, dear ones, not as a punishment, but as a way to permanently heal what needs to be healing within your constructs in order to fully allow the ascension process of yourselves to go forward. Continue, dear ones.
You and creation are commingled. You are in the process of learning to coexist and merge with creation so that the divine will manifest through you.
Only through that commingling can divinity live within you, dear ones, by knowing you are an indispensable aspect of creation.
The truth of being in community with creation is an essential aspect of your ascension process now, not something that happens when you reach enlightenment or after your so-called death. Your mission is to heal the wounds and ego defenses that have kept you in lack and limitation and separate from creation.
And you have created these wounds and defenses around the wounds, again, dear ones, as a way to learn what you need to learn, how you need to learn it, when you need to learn it, dear ones. It is not a form of punishment. These constructs, in this particular case of wounds and ego defenses, is the only way for the human being to achieve permanent healing and to free yourself from the unhealed, unloving self.
There are many teachings and tools available to you through endeavors such as the Angel News Network and other sources to assist you in completing your mission.
Acknowledging and surrendering to higher realm greater wisdoms and guidance is essential. Through your personal process, your wounds and defenses are released and you become receptive to assimilating the community with creation into your emotional, mental, and physical bodies.
How do you feel about that, dear ones? Surrendering, allowing a trust of a higher realm that your mental body may or may not believe actually exists. Stay with that for a moment, dear ones. This is the challenge. This is the test. It's what some of your religions call faith. How do you feel about that? I am in process of learning how to surrender to creation. I am in the process of knowing I am the creator creating. Read that sentence again, dear one.
Through your personal process, your wounds and defenses are released, and you become receptive to assimilating the community with creation into your emotional, mental, and physical bodies.
Assimilating the community of creation within your emotions, creating your thoughts, creating your words, creating your actions, creating your physicality, your disease, your health. There it is, dear ones. Laid out. Continue.
In effect, you begin to experience the community of creation with all your bodies by becoming it.
And you will quickly see the effect of it.
Each of you has within yourselves the innate embryo of consciousness of the community of creation passed on from lifetime to lifetime.
Dear ones, let's all just pause for a moment and take a deep breath. Let's connect with that embryo that lives and resides within your beating heart. Imagine your hearts for just a moment, dear ones, as a uterus with an embryo within it. You can see it as a young child, surrounded and fluid within your heart, moving with every beat of your heart, awaiting to be born through the beat of your heart. That is the process that you're involved in, dear ones. A rebirthing of this eternal community with the creation that has been birthing within you, residing within you, before you were even human, dear ones. And yes, you were before you were human, dear ones. You have chosen to move from a formless state of elevated being to come into being human, to assuming a human contract, if you will, on this particular planet, a planet that has the mission to master love, the building block of all there is, so that you would become the master teachers, the ascended master teachers of love, the God self of all that there is, to bring that throughout your land, through the relationship of self and others and world service, and beyond out into your solar system and galactic experience and beyond. This is the path that lies before you, dear ones. This is who you truly are. This is why you signed on for all of this. This is the truth of who you are, this extraordinary, magnificent, eternal creation. Now moving fully into service of self, world, and beyond. Did anyone ever explain it to you that way, dear ones? There's the picture. There's peeking behind the curtain. This is the truth of who you are. It is the reason why you are here. So no matter what is taking place in your outside world or in your lives, it's all a learning tool. Continue, dear one.
Right now is the time for the birthing of this embryo of consciousness, if you so choose.
What do you choose, dear ones? Ask yourself, am I ready for this birth? Am I ready to awaken to the truth of who I am? Or do I want to stay in my comfort zone, my habits, my patterns, my rituals of being small and living in lack and limitation? Have you had enough, dear ones, of the world and your life being the way it has been? Are you ready to awaken to your magnificence, your divine destination? We ask you, dear ones, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Continue.
Your human heart has always known of the divine community of creation. The way to access all of which we speak is through your knowing heart, to think with your heart. The purpose of your heart is to know you are one with the community of creation, thus to experience the intimate, personal aspect of creation.
Intimate, personal aspect of creation. It's not something outside of you that someone else is experiencing or has the right or the privilege or the entitlement to have, dear ones. It is yours for the asking.
We of creation define ourselves as that reality that is the source of the universal experience of being, the I Am Presence experience.
Dear ones, if you take this phrase, I am, and the human being is the only being within your realm that can say, I am, we would like for you to say, I am, and see what word follows it for yourself right now, dear ones. I am. First, silently to yourselves. And for those of you who have the courage, we'd allow like for you to say, I am, and out loud, as strongly as you can, dear ones, express who you are. God.
I am love.
Love.
And so it is. The minute, dear ones, the second, dear ones, you put the empowerment, the energetic intention of the phrase, I am, in front of something, you become it energetically, and it doesn't stop with just you, dear ones. It radiates to all those around you throughout your world, beyond your solar system, out into your galaxy and your universe, and beyond, dear ones. It sets forth an eternal energetic intention that rings out through creation and eternity. Continue.
You are beginning to realize there is an intersection where we meet. That place is within your heart, containing your I Am Presence. Take a deep breath and repeat after us. I am creation, creating.
Say it, dear ones.
I am creation, creating.
Two more times, dear ones.
I am creation, creating. I am creation, creating.
And so it is, dear ones. And so it is. Shall we open to any questions or concerns? We realize, dear one, this is a lot of information. For those of you online, is it available to you, this text, if you need it? But what has taken place here at this particular moment in this cosmic event, the starseed energies, the harmonic convergence, the lunar event that's taking place as we speak, this has set up an energetic intention within yourself, unlike what you have ever received before, dear ones. So thank yourself for showing up and receiving this and allowing yourself to create a balance of giving it to others. Are there questions, dear ones?
If you have a question online, just press *6 to unmute yourself and ask your question.
I'd like to ask a question. This is a beautiful personal process, and it's very similar to many of the divine messages we've gotten over the past several years, and it's beautiful. And we've been learning about all the powerful energies coming into the earth plane and the raising of consciousness and the ascension process. And yet in the United States, we are seeing one of the scariest divisive political campaigns that any of us can ever remember. And the United States is supposed to lead the world into the enlightenment of ascension, and yet we're seeing some of the most the opposite of that in terms of the discourse in our politics. What observations would you have for us?
Dear ones, place your hands upon your heart. The ascended mastership realm, in combination with we, the cosmic keepers of creation, in combination with the archangelic realms, in combination with your inner earth civilizations, hereby declare to you at this time and forevermore, the United States of America has been divinely created and will lead this world and this planet into a new paradigm, a new world order, of equality, harmony, and balance. For those of you who resonate and discern with this message, with this truth, we ask you to hold it in intention, in energetic intention, no matter how things appear in the outside world. Dear ones, this is where your surrender and trust comes in. The Ascended Mattership, beings such as Saint Germain, Lord Lanto, Lord Sananda, Lady Nada, for those of you who know these names and know who these entities are working constantly to maintain and sustain, which has been in place for some 70,000 years, the intention of these United States leading the world within a new order. This will take place, dear ones. What you are experiencing now is the clearing and the cleansing of the wounded little boys and the wounded little girls who think they are in control of what they did not create, who are in what you call leadership capacities, who are thrashing about as wounded children, saying to the world, love me, like me, pay attention to me, I will do, I will say anything through the media that you have at this time. Dear ones, you have been gifted cyberspace from the higher realms, particularly the realms of Archangel Uriel, to escape this. Allow yourself not to be imprisoned by the truth and share what you know is truth with one another. For many, many millennia, dear ones, the intention of creating a new world order to what you call North America as a residue of the Lemurian and Atlantean energies has been seeded within this continent. That is within the process of being activated as we speak. And in your vernacular, dear ones, you are seeing some dramatic birthing pains of acting out. But we ask you, dear one, through all the chaos, chaos leading to creation, since this whole gathering has been about creating community with creation, to see the thrashing about, the drama, dear ones, as the birthing pains of a new reality. There's a grand new world order ahead of you, dear ones. And we of the higher realms promise you this, that it can be no other way. There will be nothing and no one on this planet that will interfere with the destiny of this particular planet called the Loveversity of Creation to be a symbol of mastering the construct of love and mirroring that out to all of creation. That is the reason this planet was seeded by 12 different star systems and many other higher realm forces, dear ones, that most of you are completely unaware of. Follow your resonance, dear ones. Follow your discernment. A great new dawn is ahead of you, no matter how things appear outside of yourself. That birthing, that embryo within your heart, dear ones, will birth from the inside out, not the outside in. Does that help you, dear ones?
Yes, thank you. That was beautiful.
If you have a question online, press *6 to unmute yourself and ask your question. Anyone in the classroom have a question? Catherine, you want to come up?
Speak loud, Catherine, so people can hear.
Okay. So my question was kind of in alignment with the other question, because not all of us are listening to you at this point. This is a gift. And I guess that I'm just requesting, like, to be hopeful that just because we're all not hearing this, we're all going there.
It is an individual process for each and every one of you, dear ones, as to when and how this takes place. We of the higher realms understand you're not listening at times. Thus, we teach through repetition, as has just been discussed by the divine soul next to the channel. You've heard some of this many times before, but here it is coming in through a frequency, another dial on your radio, if you will, that you may not have heard before, that's tweaked a slightly different tonality. And you will hear it again through various layers of consciousness in the archangelics, the star realms, and the inner earth realms, and the ascended mastership realms. We will not quit repeating it, for it is our responsibility to love and support you through the entire process, because we are one, dear ones.
Yay, thank you.
You are welcome.
Any other questions? Any other questions online?
Okay. So as we take our leave at this time, dear ones, for those of you who are in our earshot or our physical presence, thank yourself for showing up. Thank yourself for being open to listening. Thank yourself for beginning to remember, I am the Creator creating. And so it is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Remember, tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can donate at theangelnewsnetwork.com or in the classroom. Thank you for joining us this evening. And in 2 weeks, Jeff Fasano will be channeling Archangel Michael.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.